ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम नाइन्थ कैंटो Chapter 23 and text today we will read starting from 1 up to 21. So I will read a translation of 19 verses and then we will continue repetition and other part. So today is Hera Panchami as well as Bakreshwar Pandit Tiro Bhav Tithi, of course, Srimad Bhagavatam is there. So I will try to be as brief as possible because I have to cover 21 verses, Hera Panchami and Bakreshwar Pandit Tiro Bhav Tithi. So I will read the translation. Translation of text 1.
You have to speak in the microphone, otherwise there's no hope.
I see. Hare Krishna.
You got to speak clearly.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Translation of text 1. Sukadev Goswami said, Anu, the fourth son of Jajati, had three sons named Sabhanar, Chakshu and Parashnu. O king, from Sabhanar came a son named Kalnara, and from Kalnara came a son named Srinjaya. Next verse. From Srinjaya came a son named Janmejaya. From Janmejaya came Mahasal, from Mahasal Mahamana, and from Mahamana two sons named Usinar and Titikshu. Next verse. The four sons of Usinar were Sivi, Vara, Krimi and Daksha. And from Sivi again came four sons named Brisa, Darbha, Subhira, Madra and Atmati Tattvavit Kekai. Oh, the son of Titikshu was Rushadrath. From Rushadrath came Homa, from Hon Sutapi, and from Sutapi Bali. By the semen of Drighatma, in the wife of Bali, the emperor of the world, six sons took birth, namely Anga, Vanga, Kalinga, Susma, Pundra and Odra. These six sons headed by Anga later became king of six estates in the eastern side of India. These estates were known according to the name of their respective kings. From Anga came a son named Khalpan, and from Khalpan came Divirath. From Divirath came a son named Dharmarath, and his son was Chitrarath, who was celebrated as Rompad. Rompad, how Vibhar was without issue, and therefore his friend Maharaj Dasarath gave him his own daughter named Santa. Rompad accepted her as his daughter, and thereafter she married Rishyasringa. When the demigods from the heavenly planets fell to shower rain, Rishyasringa was appointed the priest for performing sacrifices after being brought from the forest by the allurement of prostitutes who dance stage theatrical performances accompanied by music and embraces and worshipped him. After Rishyasringa came, the rain fell. Therefore, Rishyasringa performed a sun-giving sacrifice on behalf of Maharaj Dasarath, who had no issue, and then Maharaj Dasarath had sons from Rompad by the mercy of Rishyasringa. Chaturanga was born, and from Chaturanga came Prithulaksha. Next verse. The son of Jayadrath, by the womb of his wife Shambhuti was Vijay, and from Vijay Dhriti was born. From Dhriti came Dhrishtavrata, and from Dhrishtavrata Satkarma, and from Satkarma of Adhirath. While playing on the bank of Ganges, Adhirath found a baby wrapped up in a basket. The baby had been left by Kunti because she was born before she was married. Because Adhirath had no son, he raised this baby as his own. This son was later known as Karna. O King, only son of Karna was Vrishasena. Druhyu, the third son of Jajati, had sons named Babhru, and the son of Babhru was known as Setu. The son of Setu was Arabdha's son was Gandhar, and Gandhar's son was Dharma. Dharma's son was Dhrita. Dhrita's son was Durmad, and Durmad's son was Pracheta, who had 100 sons. The son of Pracheta, occupied the northern side of India, which was devoid of Vedic civilization, and became kings there. Jajati's second son was Turvasu. The son of Turvasu was Vahini, and son of Vahini, Bharga. The son of Bharga, Bhanuman. The son of Bhanuman was Tribhanu, and his son was magnanimous Karandhan. Karandhan's son was Maruta, who had no son and who therefore adopted a son of the Puru dynasty, Maharaj Dushmanta, as his son. And then Maharaj Dushmanta, desiring to occupy the throne, returned to his original dynasty, the Puru dynasty, even though he had accepted Maruta as his father. O Maharaj Parikshit, let me now describe the dynasty of Yadu, the eldest son of Maharaj Jajati. This description is supremely pious, and it vanquishes the reactions of sinful activities in human society. Simply by hearing this description, one is freed from all sinful reaction. And we will repeat the verse written on the board. Please recite of it.
यत्रावतीर्णो भगवान् परमात्मा नराकृतिः यदो सहस्रजित कृष्टा नलोरीपुरिति श्रुतः यत्र वेयर इन In which dynasty Avatirna descended Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Paramatma, who is the super soul of all living entities, nor Akriti, a person exactly resembling a human being. Yadho of Yadu Sahastrajit Sahastrajit Kroshta Nalaha Nal Ripuhu Ripu Iti Sturta. Thus they are celebrated. Now I will read translation. That is part of next verse.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the super soul in the heart of all living entities, descended in his original form as a human being in the dynasty or the family of Yadu. Yadu had four sons named Sahastrajit, Kroshta, Nal and Ripu. Of these four, the eldest Sahastrajit had a son named Satajit who had three sons named Mahahai, Renuhai and Haihai. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 1-11, Vadanti Tattvat Vidas Tattvam Yajgyanam Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Sabdete. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma or Bhagavan. The majority of transcendentalists understand only the impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma. For the personality of Godhead is very difficult to understand. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 7:3, Manushya Nam Sahasresu Kasit Yatati Sat Siddhaye Yatatam Apishiddha Nam Kasin Mam Veti Tattvatam. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me. In truth, the yogis and gyanis, that is the mystic yogis and impersonalists, can understand the absolute truth as impersonal or localized. But although such realized souls are above ordinary human being, they can't understand how the supreme absolute truth can be a person. Therefore, it is said that out of many siddhas, the souls who have already realized the absolute truth, one may understand Krishna, who exactly resembles a human being, Narakriti. This human form was explained by Krishna himself after he manifested his
Virat Roop. The Virat Roop is not the original form of the Lord. The Lord's original form is Dvibhuj, Shyam Sundar, Murli Dhar. The Lord with two hands playing a flute, Yam Shyam Sundar Achint Gunaswarupam. The Lord's form are proof of his inconceivable qualities. Although the Lord maintains innumerable universes within the period of his breath, he is dressed with a form exactly like that of human being. That does not mean, however, that he is a human being. This is his original form. But because he looks like human being, those with poor fund of knowledge considered him an ordinary man. The Lord says, Aujananti mam muddha manushim tanumastritah param bhav majananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They don't know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. By the Lord's param bhavam or transcendental nature, he is the all pervading Paramatma living in the core of the heart of all living entities, yet he looks like a human being. Mayavad philosophy says that the Lord originally Mayavad philosophy says that the Lord is originally impersonal, but assume a human form and many other form when he descends. Actually, however, he is originally like a human being, and the impersonal Brahma consists of the rays of his body. Yasya prabha prabhato jagadanda koti. So we will come to this verse before talking Srimad Bhagavatam. I would like to say something, describe something about Bakreshwar Pandit and Hera Panchami. Today, right now, they are celebrating in Jagannath Puri. This moment, they must be celebrating Hera Panchami festival. So, festival going on there. Festivity Jagannath Puri in the street of, then what is street name? Grand Road. Whole thing is you can visualize the whole festivity is going right in front of Jagannath Temple in Jagannath Puri. So we will have to talk about him also, that festival also. About Bakreshwar Pandit, today is a Tirobhav Tithi, disappearance day of Bakreshwar Pandit. And just few weeks ago, we have talked about his Abirbhav. Just 15 days ago, 2 weeks ago, his Abirbhav Tithi was there. So, Bakreshwar Pandit appear Ashad Shukla Panchami. This is Ashad, month Ashad, Shukla Paksha, and this is Panchami Tithi. So Bakreshwar Pandit, he was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu many pastime. During when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed his pastime in Navadvip Mayapur, during that time Bakreshwar Pandit was also there. He has the fortune to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Navadvip Mayapur. And after taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and right after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas, he traveled, he went to Jagannath Puri. In that yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu travels from Katwa and Shantipur, and from Shantipur goes directly to Jagannath Puri. In that yatra, there are other associates were there, four others, but fifth one, that is Bakreshwar Pandit. The Bakreshwar Pandit traveled all the way from Shantipur to Jagannath Puri.
along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying there in Jagannath Puri, Bakreshwar Pandit had fortune to be there. He was there also. And we know one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attempted to come Vrindavan. One time, eventually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. But before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, there was previously he had made attempt endeavor to come to Vrindavan, but he did not come. In that yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Jagannath Puri came to Navadvip area, and then he came to Ram Keli. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ji ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attempting to come to Vrindavan, in that yatra also Bakreshwar Pandit accompanied him, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by the advice of Rupa Goswami or Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come to Vrindavan, rather again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. And that again with the whole yatra, Bakreshwar Pandit was there. He is one of the main associates. It is described that in Krishna Lila, Bakreshwar Pandit was Tung Vidya, one of the Sakhi of Srimati Radharani, Tung Vidya, very celebrated one. In previous life, previous appear as Tung Vidya Sakhi. And he has many expertise, but he was extremely expert in singing and dancing. This was singing and dancing, expert. He is an expert in singing and dancing. So much he had ability to non-stop, without interruption, he could dance and sing for 24 prahars, which is 72 hours continuous without interruption. So this is something about Bakreshwar Pandit. And he has such a glorious, famous disciple, one very celebrated disciple, and his name was Gopal Guru. Gopal Guru was disciple of Bakreshwar Pandit. Some one thing I will mention about his disciple. Gopal Guru was living with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was a small boy, 8 years, 9 years old boy. And he spoke such a learned way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his name was Gopal. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, no, he deserved to be called a guru. He is Gopal Guru, not only Gopal, he is Gopal Guru. So this Gopal Guru, his name was, family name was Gopal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu added name, Gopal Guru. So he was living there, there in Jagannath Puri. One point, he disappeared, and whole rituals took place, how he was given samadhi, everything, procession took went to. And then this was well known that Gopal Guru disappeared. After few years, after 2-3 years, some person, devotee, came from Jagannath Puri to here. And those devotees, they were knowing Gopal Guru, and this Defakt were also knowing that he had disappeared few years ago. One day, they were walking in the streets of Lohi Bazar. No, sorry, that's not Lohi Bazar. They were walking in the forest here. And all of a sudden, they saw Gopal Guru was also walking. They become very much surprised, and they approach Gopal Guru. They feel like, you disappear in Jagannath Puri many years ago. How come that we are here and you behave like nothing has happened? Aisa like kuch hua. So Gopal Guru, this is okay, don't worry about me. So this incident had taken, his disciples' glory is there. Disappears there in Jagannath Puri, and then he was walking in Braj area. He was seen one time at least. So I will through the Hera Panchami. So I will like to, this much is I think good enough for Bakreshwar Pandit. We cannot afford more time for talking about Krishna Pandit. About Hera Panchami, we know Jagannath Rath Yatra takes place on Dvitiya. Today is Panchami and just Dvitiya, second day of Jagannath Yatra takes place. On the excuse of visiting Gundicha temple, Krishna, Jagannath visits to Vrindavan. Of course, one day Vaishnava Maharaj was describing that there are two different forest and mountain. One is Nilachal, where on the top of Nilachal, Jagannath Mandir is located and situated. And there is another mountain, they call Sundarachal, that is Gundicha temple. That area is Vrindavan and that is Sundarachal, beautiful mountain. So, Lord Jagannath and also the present temple that represents Dwarka. So from Dwarka, Jagannathji along with his brother and sister goes to Sundarachal, Gundicha temple. So he visits there. And before visiting, going there in the temple, if you have seen the temple location of situation of temple, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra is there in main altar, but just behind the temple, the temple of Lakshmi Devi, who must have visited and seen that deity. So when Krishna wants to go to Vrindavan or say Gundicha, then he takes permission from Lakshmi Devi. I am going just to visit Vrindavan or Gundicha, Masi Badi, I am going to Mausi ke gaon ja raha hun. And just within tomorrow, I will not stay there. Just I will spend one night there. Immediately I will come. So he give assurance to Lakshmi Devi. But Lakshmi Devi, one day he waited with great difficulty. One day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days passed. And then due to separation from Krishna, Lakshmi Devi decided to come to see Krishna, Jagannath. So this coming Lakshmi Devi to Gundicha, Lakshmi Devi walks out from the temple, Jagannath Mandir, he goes to Gundicha. This coming of Lakshmi to Gundicha temple, this is celebrated as Hera Panchami. Hera means scenes. Nayane Heriba Sada Jugal Ru. Heri Manesha. When I will. So in order to see, without seeing Krishna, Jagannath, he become overwhelmed, very much afflicted with sorrow, unhappiness. So Lakshmi Devi goes to Sundarachal or Gundicha temple, that is celebrated as Hera Panchami. So how he comes out, and it's a really season, very angry mood, because Krishna promised that next day he will come, he did not come for many days. So Lakshmi Devi become extremely angry, which is in Shastra that is called Man. When this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present there this particular day, and Lakshmi Devi came along with a ceremonial procession was there. Lakshmi Devi was riding a palanquin, and all his maid servants were following her, going towards Jagannath Gundicha temple. And other associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also present there were seeing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one point noticed that Lakshmi Devi was extremely angry. By looking her face, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand she was extremely angry. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Swarup Damodar, Lakshmi Devi is coming from Jagannath Mandir to Gundicha Mandir. He wants to see his Lord, her Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath. How comes that she is so much angry? What could be the reason of her anger? Lakshmi krodh kyon karti hai? Then Swarup Damodar explains, Prem Vatir Eita Swabhav. It is a nature of a girl, a woman. It is quite part of their nature, nature of a woman. The girl who is completely afflicted with the love of Krishna, a love of his lover, her lover, she becomes extremely disturbed and angry when she finds out that her lover, in the part of her lover, there is some neglect for her. So here Lakshmi Devi is so much angry that because she is afflicted by the love of Krishna, so due to that reason she becomes extremely angry. This is the nature of a girl afflicted by love for his lover, for her lover. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked another question. If she was so, Lakshmi Devi was so attached with Jagannath, Jagannath when started from Jagannath temple to going to Gundicha, how come that Krishna, Jagannath did not take Lakshmi Devi along with her? Sister was there, brother was there, she could also, wife could also accompany him. How come that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how come that Lord Jagannath did not allow Lakshmi Devi to come with him? This question Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally inquired from Swarup Damodar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Swarup Damodar, she was not qualified enough to enter in Vrindavan, because Sundarachal is Vrindavan, and Lakshmi Devi was not qualified enough to enter in Vrindavan Leela. That is the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not allow her to come. She remained. So this became very serious talk. Lakshmi Devi, she was not qualified at all. What is wrong? What is discrepancy in the character of Lakshmi Devi? What was her disqualification? How come that she was unqualified to enter in Vrindavan? And this whole discussion in that Chaitanya Charitamrita, twice this subject matter has come. How come that Lakshmi Devi is not qualified enough to enter in Vrindavan first time? So as you know, this time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asking Swarup Damodar, but before that, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was South India, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to visit Srirangam. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking darshan of Ranganath ji in Srirangam temple, and at that time, the acharya of that temple, was established acharya, Venkat Bhatt Goswami came, and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prabhav, beauty and glorious position, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invited him, Venkat Bhatt Goswami invited him, he was a grihastha, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and she invited him, please, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, come to my house and today take your lunch with me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the invitation, and then noontime Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the house of Venkat Bhatt Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took lunch with Venkat Bhatt Goswami. After taking lunch, there was a little discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkat Bhatt Goswami. And Venkat Bhat Goswami could, as I said, doubt. He could not understand the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Doubt was coming in his mind that this person could not be a human being. He must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he was a sannyasi. By Shastra, when he was thinking about Shastra and looking at the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, opulence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sweetness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he developed doubt that this personality could not be an ordinary human being. He must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, he was confused a little. And then he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just in a few days' time. Chaturmas is going to start. You know, Chaturmas is going to start on 6th of coming month is Chaturmas. So this conversation was taken right in this time approximately. So since Chaturmas is going to start, then how you are supposed not to travel during Chaturmas? So please stay in my house for continuous 4 months and perform your Chaturmas Vrat here in my house. Stay here. And he was such a fortunate person. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted his invitation and continuous for 4 months Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in the house of Venkat Bhat Goswami. Continuous 120 days. You can imagine the fortune of Venkat Bhat Goswami. And then every day discussion was going on. Towards the end of Chaturmas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about to leave the house, and then before going out, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jokingly inquired from Venkat Bhat Goswami, Prabhu kahe Bhat Tomar Lakshmi Thakurani Kant Baksha Sita Pati Vrata Shiromani. My dear Venkat Bhat Goswami, your worshipable deities, Lakshmi Narayan, especially Lakshmi Ji Pati Vrata Shiromani, the topmost among the all chaste ladies, Amar Thakur Krishna, his consort, his Arundhangini, wife of Narayan, Vishnu, and Vishnu is your worshipable deity, Lakshmi is your worshipable deity, Amar Thakur Krishna, but my Thakur, Thakur means Lord, worshipable Lord, is Gop. Gop means one who takes care of cows, herding the cow, cowherd boy. Sadhu haiya kene chahe tahara sangam. He is the most chaste lady of the universe. How come that she wants to associate with a cowherd boy, Krishna? She has. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted a very celebrated verse from Bhagavatam. This depicts that Lakshmi Devi is very extremely eager to enter in Ras Lila. She wants to associate with Chaitanya, with Krishna, but her association was denied. Krishna did not allow her. No, you can. Yes. Kasyanubhavo nadeva vidmahe tavangri renush parshadhikar. The wives of Kali Nag, serpent, while they are praying that, my dear Lord, we can't understand what piety, what type of pious activity our husband has performed. Due to that piety, due to that punya, he is able to touch the lotus feet of, he is able to touch your lotus feet. Whereas, for this end, for this purpose, Lakshmi Devi wanted to touch the feet are duster of our lotus feet. She is trying her level best to come in touch with your lotus feet. So Lakshmi Devi is still, she is performing austerity. For this end, she wants to touch the lotus feet, our dust of your lotus feet. So what? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, how come such a chaste lady, most chaste lady of the whole creation, either spiritual or material creation, she wants to associate with Krishna, and her association was denied. Krishna did not accept. Then Venkat Bhat became very much bewildered. He couldn't understand. I understand that Lakshmi Devi, his consort of Lord Vishnu, she, her entrance was denied, but other many people, even Lord Shiva, entered in the Ras Leela. We know, and other Shruti, the ladies from Mithila, they also performed austerity and they took birth in Vrindavan as a gopi, and they were allowed in Ras Leela. Even the rishis of Dandakaranya, when Lord Ramchandra was visiting, he was traveling in Dandakaranya forest. That time the rishi also, they wanted to serve Krishna with a conjugal mood. So they also started austerity and penance, and they were given opportunity to take birth in Vrindavan Braj as a cowherd girl, and they also participated in Ras Leela. So Lakshmi Devi, what was the discrepancy in the character, in the part of Lakshmi, that she was not allowed? So this question, here Venkat Bhat Goswami inquiring and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the answer, but here in this Bhaira Panchami Leela, he was described, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inquiring and Swarup Damodar Goswami was giving reply. However, I brief, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also Shruti so Prabhu kahe Krishna eka swabhav vilakshan, then Swarup Damodar or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna has a such a different, unique nature. Prabhu kahe Krishna ekar swabhav vilakshan, soma dhurje sarva chite kare akarshan, braja lokar bhave jai karai bhajan, sei jan paye braje vrindanandan. Only and only that person could be allowed in Braj Leela, Vrindavan Leela, if really he becomes subordinates upon Brajvasi and he execute devotional service in the direction of a Brajvasi. If that Brajvasi endorse his services, accept his services, and if Brajvasi allowed anyone to enter in Ras Leela or in Braj Leela, that person becomes qualified. And Krishna Gop Jati Krishna Gopi Priyashitahar. Krishna is Gop. Gop Jati Krishna. And Gopi Priyashitahar. Krishna only beloved could be a gopi. He is a gop. He identify himself as a gop, cowherd boy, and only cowherd girl can get opportunity to associate him. No, not any other. Devi va anistri Krishna karyangikar. Devi, anyone. Devi, goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi or any Devi, he doesn't accept. So what was the wrong? How come Lakshmi has desire? If rishis of Dandakaranya, they could be allowed to take part, participate in Ras Leela, then how come that Lakshmi Devi was denied? The Lakshmi chahe, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lakshmi chahe sehi de Krishna rasangam. The Lakshmi Devi was very much proud of her opulent, majestic form. She did not want to change her dress. She wanted, she was eager, she was extreme desire. Extremely she was eager to enter in Ras Leela, but she wanted to enter in Ras Leela with his own majestic, opulent form. She was not ready, she was not willing to change her dress. Lakshmi chahe sehi dehe Krishna rasangam, gopi ka anugata haya na kaila bhaja.
she never accepted the subordination of a gopi. And unless and until one becomes subordinate of a gopi or gopa, that person could not be allowed in Raslila. So gopi ka anugata haya na kaila bhajan. She did not satisfy Krishna under the direction of, in the subordination of a gopi, that was wrong in her part. Gopi ka anugata haya. Lakshmi Devi is saying, Lakshmi Devi, consort of Lord Vishnu, and these gopis, such a poor lady, their hands are very dirty, always their sari are smeared with the punk, cow dung and cow urine, such a dirty, and they maintain them simply by selling matha. Go here and they sell the matha or maintaining their earning their livelihood, and I, Lakshmi Devi, I should become their servant, maid servant. So, no, I can't do this. So this was the discrepancy on her part. First of all, she was very much proud. I must enter with this form, opulent, majestic form, with such a opulent jewelry and the sari and everything. Anya dehe na paye ras bilas, ata eva nayam shloka kahe ved vyas. In order to enter in this ras lila, externally you must, it is mandatory that you must have a body of gopi. It means you must take in the family of a cowherd man, and you are supposed to dress accordingly and mood also, internally mood, that I am gopi. The person who wants to enter in Ras Lila, he must identify himself or herself as a gopi. If he identifying himself as a Lakshmi or any anya dehe na paye ras bilas ata eva nayam shloka kahe ved vyas. So this was discrepancy, fault in the part of Lakshmi Devi, that she wanted to enter in Ras Lila with his opulent form, and same time she did not want to become the subordinates of the gopi. So if you are not becoming subordinate of gopi, no way. Still today, Lakshmi Devi is trying herself to enter the Ras Lila, but her entrance is not allowed. If you have fortune to go the Belbon, still, even today, now she is performing a striti to enter in Ras Lila, and her entrance is not allowed. As yet, maybe in future she will be successful, but if she will maintain this mentality, never ever she will get opportunity to enter in Ras Lila or any pastime of Vrindavan. So here on Panchami day, of course Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking, so what happened? I must finish the pastime. Lakshmi Devi today comes in a ceremonial procession, goes there with many maid servants, and so angry, Lakshmi Devi is so angry, goes there and arresting all the servants, the maid servants of Lakshmi Devi. First of all, they arrest all the servants of Jagannath there, chastising, how dare you bring Jagannath from Dwarka to here, Vrindavan? How you dare? And not only chastising, threatening, even beating, bounding, throwing in front of Lakshmi Devi the feet. Every single servant were bound, arrested, beaten, chastised, threatened, and they were the gopis that kept in their neck and throwing in front of Lakshmi Devi near the feet. And not only that much, Lakshmi Devi personally took a sticks and started beating here and there, and she broke some part of Ratha, because this Ratha becomes the instrument bringing Krishna from that temple to the Ratha. So he becomes so angry, started to beat the Ratha. So Rath was also part of Rath, whole Rath was not broken, that part of Rath was broken. And Jagannath is so threatened, he is so scared that he did not dare to come out. You see, he was hiding. Krishna was Balaram, they are hiding. Lakshmi Devi came, Sarkum goes around the temple, returns to the Jagannath temple. So this is procession, this is happening by the 3 o'clock. Now the procession has already started by the 3 o'clock afternoon. She will return to their Jagannath temple. And again, their sulky mood, anger, still she maintains. And when Jagannath will return on the 10th, one day, 4th, returning. At that time, another quarrel, beating and shouting will go on. And eventually, Jagannath ji, Krishna pacify, console Lakshmi Devi, and on Ekadashi day, whole settlement, everything is okay. So after this is, Lakshmi Devi will still remain in the man, sulky mood. क्या कहते हैं एक्सट्रीम अंग स्टिमुलस इज अंग. सो दिस फर्स्ट टाइम टुडे इज हेरा पंचमी. ऑफ कोर्स आई कुड नॉट टच द श्रीमद् भागवतम लेटर. सो दिस इज द टुडे इज हेरा पंचमी. राइट नाउ सेलिब्रेशन इज मोस्ट बी स्टार्टेड एंड बाय 3 o'clock दिस इज विल एंड द हेरा पंचमी फेस्टिवल. बट स्टिल इन सल्की मूड वुड कंटिन्यू अप टू दशमी डे. However, any have one question or comment? कुछ कहना किसी को नहीं है ना. So, little whole chapter describe how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says he has become red out of anger. Personally, Lakshmi they took on a stick and started to break the part of the wrath. Because this wrath, that wrath dare to bring Jagannath here. Okay, so here I should stop. The Hera Panchami Tithi Ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki, Sri Chaitanya.